Washington lawmakers made a major change to prison sentencing guidelines earlier this year. They voted to cut down the amount of time convicted adults with juvenile criminal records can spend behind bars. But the new law leaves out hundreds of people who are already in prison. Correspondent Jeannie Lindsay spoke with people affected by that decision and who say their fight isn't over.
When Travis Cumslast was 20 years old, he was on the run from juvenile detention. He and a friend were looking for ways to get some cash so they could skip town, but during a drug deal gone bad, Cumslast shot and killed a man.
I went to go hit him on the head with the gun to stop him, and I missed his head, and when I came to the point where, like, where his head would have been to hit, my hand tightened up and I shot him.
He was sentenced to 51 years in prison, but a third of that was tacked on because of robberies he was involved in as a teenager. After nearly three decades in prison, Cumslast says he's not that kid anymore. A member of the Assiniboine and Sioux tribes, he's known as a community leader, helping other incarcerated Indigenous men reconnect with their culture. And he's about to become a master beekeeper. He says raising bees has influenced his sense of purpose.
I learned that a bee will fly itself to death to find food for the hive. Everything that a bee does, it doesn't do for itself. It does for the better of the hive.
That's why Cumslast paid close attention to this year's legislative session. Lawmakers debated a bill to no longer require lengthier sentences for adults who committed crimes as kids. Part of the bill would have applied that change to past cases. It could have meant shorter sentences for hundreds of incarcerated people in Washington's prisons, including Cumslast. Ultimately, the legislature approved the bill, but only for future cases, meaning it won't do anything for people already in prison. Cumslast calls the decision devastating.
As a result of applying them to our adult offender score, you know, technically gave us a death sentence for some of us.
And those sentences have a disproportionate impact on Black and Indigenous communities. Advocates say extending a person's sentence based on their criminal history as a kid is largely rooted in the super predator myth, a debunked racist policy theory.
It's really just coded language for mostly young Black boys and boys of color.
That was Chelsea Moore from the ACLU of Washington. She says juvenile crimes are often rooted in trauma, mistakes committed by children whose brains aren't fully developed. Indigenous rights lawyer Gabe Galanda says it's especially poignant for tribal communities as the harmful legacy of colonization persists.
In that moment of mistake, you have a convergence of intergenerational trauma and atrocity dating back centuries.
According to the ACLU, 41% of incarcerated Indigenous people and 39% of incarcerated Black people in the state have juvenile crimes on their record. But reducing their sentences is complicated. That's according to Russell Brown, who leads the State Prosecutors Association. He says that's because of factors like resource shortages, questions about fairness, and the impact of resentencing on victims of crime.
Decisions about, well, if we make this change here, here's what the result we hope it has. But in reality, there are so many different levers that it's sometimes difficult.
Despite the lack of support among lawmakers this year to apply the change to past cases, advocates say they aren't giving up. Lawmakers behind the legislation plan to try again next year. So for now, Cumslast will continue teaching other men about the bees as he works for his personal hive.
So I made my beehive, my chains, and my family. So that is my focus. Everything that I do is with them at the forefront.
Because it's not just his life on the line, it's others like him, their families, and the communities they come from. I'm Jeannie Lindsay in Olympia.